You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Now, I know we talked about this in the programme a few weeks ago, but it's an issue again because it's being brought up with us once more. And this is the cost of non-alcoholic drink. And it is at a time where fewer people, one hopes, are drink driving, following on from the recent stepping up of the penalties. But we still do want to go out and enjoy ourselves. And Manuel De Lucia has been in touch with us on this particular matter in Kilkee. Good morning, Manuel.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks
very
much. I'm good, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. So, you're out and you're behaving yourselves, but you're getting hit in the pocket.
Well, yes. I feel that, you know, in certain pubs now, in Clare, that's mainly where I go, just adjacent to Kilkee,
sure.
Like Doombeg, Kilkee, maybe the odd time, Milton Mulberry Hinch and stuff like that. Now, in one certain premises in Kilkee, they are doing a non-alcoholic beer, a bottle for €3, and that's being sold in other pubs in the town and around the county for €4.50, and in as much as €5.20 in North Clare.
Really?
I paid for the same bottle. Yes,
and this is now, a 330 milliliter fit in your fist or your hand bottle.
Correct, absolutely, yes. And the thing is that there was a sign up in this bar which stated coffee, tea, and free coffee and tea, free.
Okay.
But non-alcoholic beer bottle. I won't mention the name. €3 for the designated driver. Now that helps, because if you have a designated driver and he goes out and he's with a party of three, that's four of them, and he's in a round and he's buying a round of drinks. I mean, he's paying €4.55 for his drink, and he's not drinking. In a sense, he is not drinking.
I understand, yeah. And there are excise and taxes and whatever else and alcohol.
Absolutely.
That you can understand paying for a drink if that's what you're buying. But if it's non-alcoholic, you're expecting a little bit lighter.
Of course.
And just generally, Manuel, are many people drinking non-alcoholic beer?
Oh, there are quite a few now. This particular one, which only came on the market there recently, is very popular. And I was talking to the owner of the bar there recently, and he said that the sales have tripled and quadrupled in the last few weeks. You know?
Okay, which suggests, as I was saying in my introduction, that people are concerned about the new drink driving penalties and that it is changing behaviour.
Of course.
Yeah,
and
which
then
is not
they
a bad
have
thing,
a designated. Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing. Now, I mean, you know, I know the pubs are being hard hit and all that at the moment, and a lot of rural pubs are closing down. But this might, you know, help their business a bit if they kind of do this and give a special concession to the designated driver. And this pub has been operating this now ever since that drink came out, and it hasn't, it hasn't kind of gone up or it hasn't gone down. It stayed steady at €3 a bottle, and that's it.
And that's what you think it should be across the board?
That's
or
what
something
I think it should be, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay with us, Manuel. We're joined in the studio as well by Darragh McAllister. He's the chair of the VFI here in Clare, the Vintners Federation, and a publican in Ennis. Good morning to you, Darragh.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. How much is a bottle of non-alcoholic beer in your premises?
Personally, a long neck you'll get for €4.50. As opposed to a long neck of alcoholic beer, which is €4.90, and that'll be along the median lines price wise for both.
Why is it so close to the cost of alcoholic beer?
Because it's beer, because it is made by we're told by our suppliers, of course. The number one reason it's the price that it is we buy it, and we put our markup on it, and that's why you've got the difference in price there between the alcoholic and non-alcoholic. But it's not that it's coming in for nothing; you are still buying beer.
But is the excise not on the alcohol?
Yeah, the excise on the alcohol. The excise comes on when it leaves the warehouse. So as long as it's made by the crowd who are selling it, they look after that. That's their problem. But what we're told, I mean, we've questioned this as well, because we see alcohol-free beer coming into us for nearly the same price as alcoholic beer, and we question that. We say, come on. You're doing us there on the duty, mate. You're pocketing it. But no, they're telling us that they make the beer, first of all. Now, the duty doesn't go on until it leaves the bonded warehouse, but they're telling us that they make the beer, and then the process of removing the alcohol is an expensive process, so it comes in very, very close in price to the... that's what we're told.
So they put... Hang on a second.
Yeah.
They put in the alcohol and then take it out.
No, you see, you don't, because when you make beer...
It happens naturally.
Okay, yeah. So they're telling us that in order to remove the alcohol, the beer itself has to go through an expensive process in a plant. And that's expensive. So that's why it comes in very close in price. The duty doesn't go on it.
Mm.
You're looking for about 30 cent of duty on a long neck bottle.
But you can understand why people would look at that.
I can't, as I said, we said the same thing. We asked our suppliers
and we
said, come on, boys, you're doing us here and you're keeping the government duty in your pocket. And they assured us they've assured us personally that they're not, obviously. What Manuel's referring to there is, I mean, that's just business initiative. That's someone deciding to give away something for free or a discount, and that's entirely their business if they want to do it. Obviously, where that pub is, they've decided it's worth their while taking a hit on... sorry, I'm a fool. Taking a hit on the likes of the beer and the tea and coffee. Other places can do that if they want to. Yeah. You know, you can very easily say, here's a cheaper Coke, or here's a cheaper 7-Up, or here's a cheaper coffee. But obviously, no one has to do that. I mean, you're still buying your coffee, you're still buying your tea, and you're still buying your alcohol-free beer.
You wanted to come in there, Manuel?
Yeah, yes, I see what he's saying. But the thing is there that, you know, that you have a person going in who's in charge of three or four people on that night. And the least that the pub could do is say, right, who's the designated driver? I am, right. Your drink will be €3 or €2.50. Mm. And the same with bottled water. I mean, bottled water can cost you up to €3.50 in a premises.
But that's a markup that a pub is entitled to do. You know, when you walk in the door of any pub, that you're going to be paying a premium, I suppose, for that sort of stuff. And there's the atmosphere and the ambience, obviously.
I know, but that's for the designated driver I'm talking about now. Mm. Now, this publican has told me that his business has increased since he has offered this, and it's going very well for him. And lots of people know now about this, and they will frequent that bar because, absolutely.
And I commend, you know, fair play for Manuel for highlighting this. But I mean, that's a choice that every business has to make. You know, I mean, if you're selling cars, you can charge more for the tires. You can let have them for nothing. It's up to yourself how you go about it. You know.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, if in one particular drink, say a non-alcoholic beer, surely that the publican could say, look, for Christmas, even for Christmas, we will put this out at what it costs us plus the VAT. And therefore, you're covered. And it's only on one specific item in thousands of items in the bar.
Or it's the case, Manuel, that sure, at Christmas time, the crowds are coming in anyway. I don't have to do an awful lot for my special deals.
Or it's the case of pubs don't get singled out for this, and we maybe hit every business and tell every business to start choosing a random different product that they normally sell at a markup. Well, exactly. I mean,
sales
have to be made. Yeah. And if somebody wants to drink alcohol-free beer, they can. They cannot. They can have the water, they can have the Coke, they can have the orange, they can get a taxi and drive and get an alcoholic drink. It's their own choice. And I do commend anyone who takes these initiatives on board and, you know, tries a bit of marketing and tries something a bit cheekier, a bit different.
From your experience, is that coming at I don't want to say a significant hit, but is that coming at a hit to the publican to go for, obviously, free tea and coffee? Yes, there is a hit. But in terms of €3 bottles of non-alcoholic beer, is that coming at a hit in all likelihood?
How do you mean?
Is it being sold below cost?
€3 wouldn't be below cost, but it'd be cheap. Yeah, I mean, again, where that publican is obviously coming from is exactly what Manuel is saying, is, sure, I'll give this one for nothing or next to nothing and get, you know, the three lads with him as such in the parlance. So, it's an initiative, but it's a marketing initiative.
A listener tells us they've paid €5.50 for a small bottle of non-alcoholic beer in a pub near Ennis recently.
My God.
You know, so it's even higher than what Manuel was telling us.
Yeah, but again, you know, every pub has their markup, obviously, and depending on the cost, it's going to be a bigger shop around, lads. You know, you don't have to go to the most expensive pubs if you don't want to. Mm.
But I've paid €5.70 in a pub down in Kerry.
I'm glad to hear that someone else at least. Sounds like it was
a big tourist pub, is it?
Well, no, it's not actually.
No,
it isn't. No, it isn't a big tourist pub. No, it's a country pub.
Fair enough. And you'd know. I'll give you credit on that one. Is there an industry wide issue here, there? I mean, if you are being sold, and I'll take you at your word that your suppliers are telling you that this is the cost they have to charge, and I fully respect any business that has to put on a markup, and fully accept that the customers to cover that. That's no issue. But I'm staggered that it is so close for you to buy it in terms of the costs for alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. It's a reminder. I mean, that duty is a big portion on every individual unit. So, for example, if the duty were to disappear in the morning, there'd be a significant reduction for everyone on a unit per unit basis. But when you're buying in cases, it's actually not that big a difference. You're looking at there's a vast selection of long neck bottles in the market. You're looking at a difference between the top and the bottom level of about €4 for a case of 24. And the Heineken Zero, for example, that's in there. That's in that mix, you know.
So divide that €4 by 24, you're talking 20 cents, basically, in terms of the difference.
Roughly. Just about. And as I said, in our case, you're looking at you're getting a reduction of 40 cents, you're actually getting the duty plus another 10 cents again off it.
That's disappointing to hear, Manuel.
Well, apparently Heineken 0.0 can be bought for just under €2 a bottle.
I've no idea if that's the case or not.
There would be no duty on it. Because of no alcohol.
Of course, but it seems like it's more expensive than the most of us might have thought. Are pubs busy when you've been out over the Christmas, Manuel? Are people in West Clare and Kilkee enjoying themselves?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to build up now. A bit of Christmas spirit is around, and the people are moving around shopping. Hopefully they'll shop in Kilkee for their Christmas presents, and Kilrush then, and then to Ennis. It's, as you know, good time of the year for shopping. And drinking as well. So listen, Dara, please do something and talk to the vintners and ask them to know to take care of the designated driver and give a reduction in the non-alcoholic drinks. Would be good for Christmas anyway, just for Christmas even.
There's your challenge.
Could build up business for you, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, again, I recommend all publicans to take whatever steps they need to take that they can do legally in terms of marketing. And if they do want to start giving reductions, obviously that's a case of themselves to do.
Absolutely. Jim has been in touch via the phones. He says the government needs to address this. Shane Ross has put an end to rural Ireland and people are afraid to socialise. They're willing to choose the non-alcoholic option, but the cost is a joke. And then there's a question about the taste. Are they popular in your experience?
We've always had a decent enough line of alcohol-free drinks. We actually have, in the couple of pubs in town that we deal with, there's always been a decent amount of popularity. The Heineken option has helped mostly now, to be fair, because
they're marketing.
Exactly. You don't see God be with the days when you saw Billy Connolly advertising Calibre around this time of year. But they have the marketing budget behind it, so they're giving it a push. And no, there's a lot of positive feedback from the actual taste of it. I quite enjoy it myself, to be honest. It's a good product, but it's massively popular in comparison to what we were talking about maybe 2 years ago in terms of...
It would still be a small fraction of the overall sales, though, I presume.
Well, it is. It's small but growing. And anything that's small but growing needs to be encouraged, you know. I mean, I'd gladly have a pub where people only drank Coca-Cola, you know, as long as they drank enough of it. So
fair enough indeed. Manuel, thanks for getting in touch with us, and happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to you too now, Gavin.
All the very best.
Might I just mention something there?
Go on.
Talking about this gentleman rang in something about potholes on the road between Lisdeen and Kilrush.
That's right.
To be honest with you now, Gavin, there's only one or two potholes, and that's a very good road at the moment.
Okay.
Really, I drive that road a lot, and I haven't come across many potholes there. Fair. And also, in the Kilkee now, the whole town, all the roads have been renewed, and they're all like runways. It's absolutely fantastic.
You'll be looking well for 2019.
Yeah, so come to Kilkee for your holidays and drive on our beautiful new road.
Absolutely, Manuel. Go on, look after yourself.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
Bye, Gavin. Bye, Dara.
All the best. I hope, by the way, it's a busy Christmas as well.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be busy and a safe one for everyone. The way it falls now, it's fortunate for a lot of places business-wise, and I think a lot of people will have a couple of nights out in a row, and for that reason, no reason that they can't make their own arrangements to get out and get home.
And get home safe, and don't chance it, and don't break laws.
Absolutely.
And get home in one piece. Dara McAllister, thanks for everything across the year, as well as this morning, and a very happy Christmas to you. Dara McAllister is the chair of the VFI in Clare. Dan says it's great to see people finally considering changing the ways in terms of drinking and driving. He knows a lot of people going for alcohol-free products, but agrees the cost is a big barrier, and more people have been caught the morning after, says Noel as well. You can get in touch with us via the texts too. They're all by the phones, 1850 400 964. We're going to hope that it's a very good Christmas locally, for local businesses. We're going to be asking them how they've been doing so far, and asking you if you've been shopping local. That's coming up next.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.